Cody Steinman on the guitar with the Sightless Quartet. Underneath is a Cody original, Mixed Signals. But Sightless Quartet?
The name, the Sightless Quartet, comes from a just kind of an era for me, a point in time where I was feeling very, very sightless about what my vision was for my future. One thing as musicians we talk about a lot, especially these days when, in the days of, so much media, we talk about our vision and how important it is to have a vision. And I had a pretty solid vision coming into jazz when I was 18, 19. I had never played the music before, and I had a really solid vision about what I wanted to do and what I wanted to create. And some trials and tribulations in my life really rocked what that vision was. And I kind of lost it. And that's where the Sightless Quartet comes from. Is it's the idea that all this music came out of a place of where I was sightless.
It almost seems, Cody, that your vision as a player, it's actually multiple visions because you're influenced by so many things. And jazz is kind of like that. It's the idea of jazz and then how it can fit with other things like metal.
Yeah, my music's extremely inspired by metal, especially the music for the Sightless Quartet. It was kind of funny because when I first came to jazz, I forsaked the whole metal part of myself. I threw away all my metal albums. I didn't listen to anything but jazz because that's what I thought you had to do. That's what people are telling me, you have to listen to only jazz. You can only do this. You can only do that. Later on, I met my mentor, Russ Johnston, who's a world-class trumpet player, and He really turned me on to a lot of groups that were using metal in jazz and different guys who listened to a lot of metal. I realized that, wow, this is actually a feasible thing and you can do this.
Yeah, and you were saying that you like these metal groups that were using a little more advanced harmony.
The thing that I feel that a lot of those groups was lacking was improvised solo sections. I mean, a lot of them, they're working out their solos. And if they're not worked out, there's a pretty clear idea of what's happening and everything like that. And for me, my idea with the Sightless Quartet was to take metal-y riffs and very guitar-driven works, but then have solo sections that are open, vamped solo sections, usually 4 or 8-bar vamps for everyone to solo on and kind of stretch out upon.
To you, jazz has always had a relationship with pop, and including the songs of the Sightless Quartet, like Hacking Away.
Yeah, so with pop music and jazz, I mean, the whole thing was in the tradition of jazz music, a lot of the Great American Songbook tunes that us jazz musicians call standards, such as All the Things You Are, Stella by Starlight. All those tunes back in the day, those were pop tunes. Those were the music that everyone was listening to, everyone was hearing on the radio, everyone was seeing in movies and hearing. And what jazz musicians did was they took those formulas, they took those templates, and they played their own harmony kind of on them, their own different melodies and everything.
That was kind of the old way to do it, but with you, you have pop ideas in your compositions.
Yeah, so for me, like a lot of the chord progressions, are kind of inspired by pop music. A lot of them are very, very simple chord progressions, but I do spice it up with my own sort of thing.
Thank you. Cody, in your composing style, it's really a mixture of a very detailed what everybody is supposed to play except for the solo sections. In those sections, it's completely up to the player.
Now, during the solo section, it's like on a hang gliding, it's a four bar vamp. It's only four chords. But the way that we know that the solo section is done is we have little melody at the end that we take, and like that way everyone knows that, okay, we play this part four times, boom, solo section's done, the song's over. And that's another thing for me, is like, you know, having very clear, distinct ways of moving in between sections.
So really, most of your composing is to keep everybody on the same page so the soloist can wail.
Basically, yeah. So like, I mean, the whole point is with the solo section is for the soloist to, like, you know, shine.
Sightless Quartet plays at Jazz Central Studios in Minneapolis, 8:30 till 10:30, Friday night, February 23rd. Information is located at jazzcentralstudios.org. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.